Brothers and sisters, when we die, we leave behind so many things. Family and friends, moments of shared love and joy, unresolved conflicts and resentments, personal accomplishments, and the difference we made in our families, in our communities, in our parish, in our neighborhood, at our jobs. Unfinished business of all kinds. Things we wanted to do that never got done. So I imagine the words of Jesus in our gospel today may seem a bit heavy, especially at this time of year when the summer heat tends to make many of us feel just a little sluggish and lazy. Yet, if you listen closely to the words of the gospel, Jesus calls us to vigilance and to readiness. And that's why the church places this gospel before us, as a reminder that we always be prepared for the Lord's coming, because it may come quite unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. In fact, this is one of the gospel selections that is often chosen for funeral liturgies, precisely because that interpretation is so obvious. My friends, intellectually, we know that the gospel message speaks a great truth. We know that this earth isn't our permanent dwelling place, that we are travelers on the journey back to the reign of God. We know that life as we experience it now will someday come to an end. But I think a lot of times we forget the fact that we were born for life with God and instead make the only point of our lives success and happiness in this world. And likewise, too, on an emotional level, we find it difficult just dealing with all of this. But if we have truly embraced the spirit of the gospel, then we are always conscious of the shortness of this life and live our days in joyful anticipation of the next. In last week's gospel, you may remember that we heard of the man who accumulated lots of things, lots of stuff in his barn, only to learn that he was about to die. So he decided, well, let's party. Let's eat, drink, and be merry. Because who needs to wait upon a future when there's so much to comfort us here? But then God said to him, "You fool." And the rich man learned the hard way that you can't take it with you, that you need to be rich in what matters to God, as the gospel put it. In other words, that means being rich in compassion and mercy, rich in love for the poor, the weak, the marginalized, the oppressed, the refugee, the immigrant, rich in love and respect for all life from its beginning to natural end. You know, my guess is that many of us here can probably summarize what we'll leave behind when we die through insurance policies and in our last wills and testaments. But then, how many of us have an awareness of what we'll leave behind in terms of our spiritual treasure? And Jesus reminds us in our gospel today that where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. So, brothers and sisters, when the Lord comes, what will we have planned with the Lord with regards to a kind of spiritual life insurance, if you will? When the Lord comes at an hour we do not expect, what treasure will he find us holding tight? My friends, we must always be ready to meet the Lord and enter his kingdom with belts tightened and through works of charity. In other words, we Christians can't set an end time clock, if you will, and retire for the night. Jesus makes it clear that our preparedness to meet the Lord is measured by our readiness to serve the people we meet, the neediest of the needy, the hungry, the thirsty, the sick, those in prison. And those who consistently make this their first priority are no strangers to Jesus, because they fully realize that as often as they do it to the least of their brothers and sisters, they do it for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, God has entrusted each one of us with our own gifts, with our own talents and blessings, not for our own use, but to selflessly use them for the benefit of others, without counting the cost or demanding a return. A faithful disciple will use whatever he or she possesses to bring God's reign of justice and hope and compassion to reality in this time and this place of ours. If we are so preoccupied by our possessions and schedules and work, sports, entertainment, etc., our hearts are already filled with exhaustible, insecure, and corruptible matters. But what the Father offers us is an inexhaustible treasure, the fullness of life of the risen Jesus, a treasure worth far more than anyone could possibly acquire on our own. The challenge of this gospel is to redirect our hearts to what is our treasure, so we can be faithful disciples. The gift is great. Brothers and sisters, in a recent homily, Pope Francis said, and I quote, "While material possessions will remain here on earth, there are treasures that we can bring with us to heaven. However, they aren't the things that we have saved up for ourselves, but rather those we have given to others, which is the gift and the presence of Jesus Christ in us." Our Holy Father went on to say, "Don't be fooled by worldly treasures that seduce people and leave them tired and loveless and empty. Instead, seek out and gather divine treasures like love and charity and service and patience, goodness and tenderness. You can't take it with you when you die," the Pope said. "I've never seen a moving truck following behind a funeral procession. Never." My friends, one of the greatest ways for us to learn to treasure what's of true value is faithfulness to the Lord's table on the Lord's day. Faithfulness to this table where Jesus fills our hearts with his word and with the treasure of his body and blood in the Eucharist. So today, let us pray then for ourselves that we may focus our vision on Jesus, the only true and lasting treasure, and so hear him cry out in joy, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Receive your master's reward." My friends, may the Lord, who loves so generously, lead us to find our heart's treasure and help us to lead lives worthy of his love, lives whose legacy will be treasured in the hearts of those we leave behind. Amen.